This is Beth Smith. I'm at 545 Ray Avenue at the home of Irma Perry. And we're talking about her life in Salida. How are you doing, Irma?
I'm fine.
Good. Can you tell me when you came to Salida?
Oh, my birth date, is it?
Yeah. When?
Well, I was born here November 9th, 1922. Mm-hmm. And lived here all my life.
And what hospital were you born in?
In the Salida Hospital.
And you know the doctor's name?
Dr. Fuller.
Oh, yeah. That's good. All right. Then you lived here all your life.
That's right.
And how about your parents? Did they live here too?
No. My parents came from Europe, Italy. In 1917... my father joined the army to obtain his citizenship. And when he, when the war ended, he was in France, and he asked permission if he could go to Italy because he thought he never would return there, and they granted his wish. And then when he got to Italy, of course, he knew my mother, and my mother had a brother here. And so he said, if your brother sends for you, he said, would you come to America and we'll get married? And my mother said, okay. So he returned to America and told her brother to start proceedings to get her here. So in 1920, he was successful and got her here in May of 1920. And they were married June of 1920 in St. Joseph Church here.
And what was the family name?
Bartlow. B-A-R-T-O-L-O.
Uh-huh. And she lived here in Salida from then on?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And what did your grandfather do?
My father.
Your father.
My father worked for the Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation.
In Pueblo? No, not Pueblo?
In Salida.
In Salida here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. That's good. Did you have any brothers and sisters that came over to you?
Yes, I have three brothers. One is Eric Lowe, and one is Dean, and one was Richard.
Any of them still here in the community?
No. There was no employment here, and my brother, Eric Lowe, joined the Navy in 1920. No, I'm sorry. Now, what do I do? I made an error.
That's all right. Just correct it.
Okay. Now, in 1940, he joined the Navy, and he was in the Navy when the World War broke out in 1941. And he still is living and lives in New York. And my brother, Dean, worked here for some time. Then he moved to Las Vegas, and he passed away at the age of 73. And my youngest brother went to Amarillo, and he passed away at the age of 56.
Mm-hmm. And you were raised right here in Salida?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the local schools?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I went to Longfellow School and junior high and high school.
And when did you graduate?
I graduated in 1942. Mm-hmm.
You remember any teachers in the high school that you were particularly fond of?
See, I didn't get that.
Did you remember any teachers in the high school that you were particularly fond of?
Oh, yes, Mr. Rouse.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Rouse.
Yeah.
Mr. Soles.
And what did you do after school?
Well, in 1942, while I was in my senior year, I went to work for Selective Service during a co-op period. And then after I graduated in May of 1942, they hired me until 1943. And because all of the boys were really inducted and they didn't really have room, you know, in the office for the two of us, so I was lucky to get a job with the Salida Building Loan Association in 1943 under the direction of Alice Chin.
And how long did you work for the Salida Building and Loan?
I worked for the Salida Building Loan 29 years.
29 years.
And I was their loan officer for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I went to work for United Farm and did their escrow closings for 3.5 years. And then Empire Savings came in, and they wanted to hire me. So I went to work for them from 1983 to 1986. And then they closed their branch office here, and I retired.
That's a long career in the banking business.
Right, right.
Yes. Now, you married Frank?
I married Frank Perry June 15, 1946.
Mm-hmm.
In St. Joseph Church here.
That was your church here in Salida. And you had some children, too.
Yes, we had one son, John Perry, and he graduated from high school in 1965, went on to Greeley and chose the teaching profession, and then he chose his contract in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he still is teaching.
Just one child?
Just, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Did you
and he has three children.
Oh, little grandchildren.
Tress, Mark, and Daniel.
How old are they?
And Tress is 32.
No, 30.
And Mark is 29, and Daniel's 27.
Mm. And you have any great-grandchildren?
We have two great-grandchildren, Danny and Ashton. Danny is 8, and Ashton is 3.
Great. They'll carry on the family. That's fine. What do you remember about Salida? Anything special that you can...
Well, I remember Salida, that we had many clothing stores, men clothing, women clothing, and we had a number of tailor shops, which my husband was one of them. And my husband was in business for 50 years in the tailoring business. He started his profession in Italy and came here in 1930 when he was 14 years old. And he went to Salida High School, and he went to New York after he went into the service. And after the service, he went to New York and obtained his designing degree in tailoring.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been here for about 60 years.
He came back to Salida then from his
yes,
New York study.
Yes, he wanted to live here because he loved to hunt and fish and hike. And so he was quite a traveler. And we have traveled, can I say everywhere we went?
Well, certainly.
We traveled many, many places. We went to Italy 4 times. We went to Spain and Portugal. We went to Yugoslavia, Germany, and we were in Hong Kong and China, and we took a Caribbean cruise and an Alaskan cruise, and we were in Hawaii twice, and we went to Mexico City.
Well, you've been around the world, haven't
right,
you?
We have, and he loved to travel.
Well, you must have loved to travel, too. You were right there
right.
with him.
I did, right, yeah.
That's good. Well, what can you tell me about Salida and the changes that have come over the couple of years here?
Well, like I say, we had a number of tailor shops. We had men's clothing store, women's clothing store, and we had... Candy Kitchen, the theater, which is still here, but a number of the other businesses are still not, they're not here.
Yeah.
And the downtown section, I feel, has really changed. And we have a lot of galleries. And
art galleries. Huh?
Art galleries,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the pool is still here, and the high school is still here. And we at one time had St. Joseph's School, which my son graduated at the grade of 8. eighth grade, and then he went on to high school.
Where was your husband's tailor shop?
Well, one time he was in a business with his brother on Lower F, and then in later years he was near the theater. In 1969, he went near the theater. But he tailored all those years in both places.
We had a lot of tailoring going on in this town, didn't
yes,
we? Why?
Yes, up till 1942, a lot of the citizens from Salida really had tailor-made suits. And then in 1942, it seems like the industry changed to ready-mades. And so then, of course, they also did alteration along with their tailoring, making their suits.
And when did he retire?
He retired about 12 years ago.
And he's no longer with us?
No, my husband passed away December the 3rd of 2002. But was here many, many, many years, since 1930. Yeah.
Yes, both of you.
Yeah.
Put a lot into Salida, haven't you?
Right.
Yeah, were you active in any of the local groups, church group? Or?
Yes, I have been involved in many, many organizations. I belong to the hospital organization, the American Legion Auxiliary, the Altar and Rosary. I'm trying to think if there's more than that, but
the hospital.
I bet there was.
I think so.
The hospital.
Bet you were very active.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was their president. I was attended many conventions for the American Legion convention. Matter of fact, we attended three national conventions. In Florida, in Seattle, Washington, and in Denver.
Good.
For the American Legion Auxiliary. And my husband was also a lifetime member of the American Legion and a lifetime member of the Elks organization.
Do you remember any characters around town that were particularly amusing to you or different than the rest of the town people?
What's that?
Characters. People who were quite different than...
Important people, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Well, Alice Chin was very, very an important person. She owned the Salida Realty and was a manager of the Salida Building alone. And then in 1945, Ted Jacobs bought half interest of the Salida Realty, and he was associated with the Salida Building alone. In later years, Bob Kurtz, and I worked with Harold Tonoff, and Karen Adams, John Breaker from Empire Savings.
How has the Salida Building and Loan changed?
Well, they changed their name.
What now? They're High Country Bank.
Right. And we were originally on F Street, next to the building of Woolworth. And then in later time, we bought the building where they are downtown now. It was a garage. And so they bought that, and they converted it to the Salida Building alone from a garage. And then, of course, they have expanded. They have one on the highway now and other various places.
Well, that's a good idea. You just suggested something to me here. Let's back up to your family now, your husband's family. We've got your family down. Let's see what he did, where he came from.
Okay. My husband's family also came from Italy.
Where in Italy?
Now, I will mention this. My parents came 45 miles south of Rome, and my husband's family came a little south of Naples. It's called Bucita. And they came to America as far back as 1880. And my husband's grandfather came here first, then he sent for Frank's father, and they worked on the railroad, the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad, and Frank's father obtained his citizenship in Buena Vista. At one time, we had the courthouse of Buena Vista, and then they changed it here to Salida. And Frank and had two brothers, Pete and Bill, and when they were born, because their father was a citizen, they were born American citizen, and then when they came to America, they came with the American passport. And then in 1926, his brother came from Italy, and then in 1930, they sent for Frank's mother and Frank and his brother Bill. And so they've been here since 1930.
And in this valley, right here at Salida, right?
Right here in Salida. Uh-huh. The father went to New York to meet him and brought him to Salida.
Good.
Yeah, they were here since 1880 and worked on the railroad from here to Denver. They laid many of the tracks and from here to Denver.
Salida was quite a railroad town.
It was. Salida had a lot of industries. Salida had the railroad, mining, and then, of course, we had Climax and the reformatory, and we still have the reformatory. And you know, there although there wasn't a lot of jobs for the younger people, so then when they graduated, some of them had to go elsewhere to either, well, they went elsewhere to get their education, and then some of them stayed here.
Some of them, like you, came back and went to work.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
What else can you tell us about Salida? Do you remember during World War II?
Yes, I remember World War II because I worked for the Selective Service.
Yes, of course.
And I was the one that, and I had my three brothers in the service along with Frank. I was going with Frank at that time. And then we waited until he got out to be married. But I went with him 4 years while he was in the service.
Was he in the Army?
He was in the Army. Uh-huh. I had two brothers in the Army and one in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a Camp Hale, an Army camp up here just a little bit further north. Do you remember anything about Camp Hale?
Yes, I remember Camp Hale, and I remember Dr. Hoover used to be at Camp Hale, and Ed Tauber was at Camp Hale, and the way I remember them is because they came into the tailor shop and got suits, and then Ed Tauber retired here, and so did Dr. Hoover.
And Ed Tauber went on to become mayor of Salida.
Yeah, Ed Tauber was mayor.
Many years.
That's right, for many, many, many years. Uh-huh. And then I worked for Ed Tauber one winter helping with income tax. Mm. Yeah, I one winter I was there with him.
Well, good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you know that math was my specialty.
I can tell that. That's good. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you enjoyed being retired here in Salida?
Yes, I've enjoyed, although I kept busy. I keep busy with all my organization. I still belong to my organization, and I also had belonged to the Elks Ladies and the Daughters of Isabella, which is a group of the St. Joseph, And so I have really been active, and I still am active in all, in the three groups.
I hope you stay active for many years.
I'm sorry?
I hope you stay active for
many
years.
Well, I'm going to try. I try to walk a mile a day,
good
and
for
I
you.
Still live alone,
uh-huh.
and I try to maintain my home and do whatever I can.
Well, that's great. You're doing fine. And you're still active in the community.
Right.
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 Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell us about Salida?
Well, it's a great town, as you know, or I wouldn't be here all my life. And the people are friendly. And it's just really a grand place to be.
What about Fibark?
I'm sorry?
What about Fibark?
Oh, yes, Fibark. Ted Jacobs and a couple of other men are the originators of the Fibark. And I was working with Ted Jacobs at the Salida Realty and the Salida Building and Loan at that time. And we would register foreign contestants all the time when they came here. And matter of fact, Ted got two of the German contestants to live here, which was Tony Kolbach and Xavier Richmondauer.
And moved over here then, huh?
That's right. And they're here because Ted Jacobs got them here.
Good.
And we would register all of the contestants, and I have judged the slalom. And we used to have floats all the time representing the Salida Realty, and enjoyed working, you know, all the time for them.
You didn't do any boating, did you?
No, I didn't do boating, but I did judge a slalom.
Ah,
slalom.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody.
And my son used to help. The 1 year he did the timing when the boaters reached Cotopaxi, he helped time what time they stopped.
Yeah, it takes a community to get that Fibark race going.
Right, right. Nice. It is still active, and it's a big event.
It is. Getting bigger every year.
That's right. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger mm-hmm. every year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I was a, you know, real active at one time in the Fibark.
What else were you active in here? Hospital auxiliary?
Yeah. I was their president, and I was also, I would go, I was a liaison between the auxiliary and the state office, attended many of their conventions in Vail, and we would go around to various hospitals and do installation of officers. And that came under the title of district manager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think
for the hospital?
What do you think about the new hospital now?
Well, I think that it's going to be historic. I think that once it gets built, I'm sure it's going to be a nice building, and then, as I understand, the future hospital will be a I'll think of it. Can't think. Which they're going to convert it, you know, to assisted living.
Yes, that's the old hospital.
Yes,
will be assisted living.
The old hospital will be assisted living. So I think that will add to the community, because I'm sure there are a lot of citizens that would like to go to assisted living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's an asset to Salida.
I'm sure it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell us about Salida growing up? Not you growing up, Salida growing up. It's right. Changed over the years.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, there have been new homes going up, and now we have condominiums, which we never had before. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's an asset to Salida. And there's just a lot of wonderful people still living here. And I'm enjoying them, you know.
Yes, and you're one of them.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much for doing this for me. And